Baseball season is in play. The Women's World Cup occurred in the summer of 2019. Sports and statistics are now going together like peanut butter and jelly. Why is this? Why do we see that statistics being embraced by many sports organizations? That'll be the focus of today's Stats and Short Stories episode. I'm John Baylor, and I am chair of the Department of Statistics at Miami University. Stats and Short Stories is a production of Miami University's Departments of Statistics and Media Journalism and Film, as well as the American Statistical Association. Joining me in the studio are regular panelists Rosemary Pennington and Richard Campbell of the Department of Media Journalism and Film. Our guest today is Scott Evans, professor of epidemiology and biostatistics in the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University. He is also active as part as an editor of Chance Magazine and has been a leader in a sports statistics symposium that occurs every year in the Northeast in the U.S. His research in statistics and sports are part of the reason why we wanted to talk with him today. Scott, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you, John. My pleasure.
So why are sports organizations getting more interested in statistical methods?
Well, I think they're realizing that statistical methodologies can help them with game strategies and player evaluation and sort of improve their product. And beyond that, it's just a lot of fun. So I think interest in statistics for many statisticians may have started in sports. So
how much pushback is there from sports organizations? This often reminds me of the tension between in an advertising agency between the creatives and the market researchers. So is it more accepted today, or is there a lot of resistance to this?
Well, I think there's certainly been some resistance over the years. Maybe you have coaches and players who say, some analytical person can't tell me how to better coach my team or how I can be a better player. There has been certainly quite a large movement in recent years of sort of an appreciation and an acknowledgement of that statistical analyses can help us figure out how to improve our game and make us a better team or make a player more effective.
What are some of the most interesting ways you're seeing organizations use statistics?
Well, there's some very interesting. First of all, the availability of data has really evolved over time, and now there's lots and lots of data that is now available to us for evaluation. So, for example, in basketball, or equivalently in hockey or even in soccer, you can imagine that the field is sort of a two-dimensional space, and so in basketball, imagine the court as a two-dimensional space. And as a function of time, any point in time during the game, you know the two-dimensional location of every player on the court, and you also know the location of the ball. And today's, for example, today's NBA is the strategies rely a lot on player spacing and angles of mm-hmm. players and so forth. And so you have a very, very complex data set of these player locations where you can calculate angles and spacing between players as a function of time. And, gets into some potentially very complex statistical ideas.
So I want you to explain to me, use statistics. So we're in Ohio. I'm a longtime Cincinnati Reds fan. The Reds had the worst pitching staff by statistics in baseball last year, and they were in last place. This year in the National League, this year they have the best pitching in the National League in baseball, and they're still in last place. So
this isn't a question of statistics, I think, Richard.
I want somebody to explain to me what's going on. And I know their hitting is atrocious. So I do know that.
Yeah. No, that's
can you help me here?
Well, it sounds like you need more hitting.
So what team has the best, has the largest presence in terms of sports analytics staff? And has this translated into success?
I don't know which team has the most. There are certainly some sort of historical teams. You may have been familiar with the book and the movie Moneyball, where the Oakland A's used a lot of analytical methodologies for both game strategies and the evaluation of players. And that really spread in baseball. Certainly the Boston Red Sox use a lot of it. I've been familiar with some of their work. What will be interesting to watch develop over time is, you know, we work at universities, for example, that now have departments of statistics or biostatistics and so forth. Big pharmaceutical companies have lots of statisticians, for example, that help them design and analyze studies to evaluate their treatments for various diseases. What would be interesting over time is to see if professional sports organizations, for example, develop, I would say most of the professional organizations in basketball, baseball, football, and hockey now have some analytical presence, but whether they develop a real department of, you know, doctoral level, you know, highly trained statistical analytical people to evaluate game strategies and which players fit with other players and those types of things, whether they will really develop departments, if you will, that that will help them from an analytical sense, and how valuable that department is relative to perhaps even some of the players and coaches that are hired as part of that organization will be interesting to see.
Well, indeed. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of Stats and Short Stories. Scott, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was indeed. Stats and Stories is a partnership between Miami University's Departments of Statistics and Media, Journalism, and Film and the American Statistical Association. You can follow us on Twitter, Apple Podcasts, or other places where you can find podcasts. If you'd like to share your thoughts on our program, send your email to statsandstories@miamioh.edu or check us out at statsandstories.net. Be sure to listen for future editions and episodes of Stats and Stories, where we discuss the statistics behind the stories and the stories behind the statistics.